In Jesus' name, we thank you for your blessing on the word today. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing on America, and God, for blessing our troops and their families, God, those who are away, those who are home, that you would cover them with the blood today, keep them at peace, keep our country at peace, Lord God. And we just give you the praise, Lord Jesus, for your blessing on this nation, God. In the name and by the blood of Jesus, give us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to respond to what your Spirit would say to us today. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Amen, amen. Amen. So, we're going to begin a series called Faith for Our Nation. Somebody say, Faith for Our Nation. Praise God. Now notice it's not, the Lord didn't ask me to call it Faith in Our Nation or Faith on Our Nation. But faith for our nation, amen. There are some maybe that would say, "I believe in democracy. I believe in America. I believe in freedom." Whatever. Well, our faith as believers is not based on or in anyone or anything but God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our foundation Bible text for this is Psalm 33, verse 12, and you can turn there if you want, because we're going to spend some time in Psalm 33 today. But the first part of verse 12, this is our foundation text for this message. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Somebody say, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. So, I guess it would be cursed as the nation whose God isn't the Lord. Amen? And it ain't God who's cursing them. They're just cursed. If God isn't their Lord, there's a curse. That's the option, right? It's the blessing or the cursing. Amen? And I'm so thankful that our nation was founded upon the Bible, upon the Christian faith, upon the truth. And this is why God continues to bless our nation in spite of other things that are going on in our nation. Amen. One thing, for example, that is just something I believe we should pray about and seek the Lord about is, when we get in touch with our Congress people and representatives and so forth, something that's been on my heart for the past few years. Normally, my Memorial Day service has been pretty standard. We have probably a way to, get CDs for the last years, but we really go inside the numbers in terms of death counts and death tolls, even mortality rates in this country, things that are killing people in this country. And it goes from everything from heart disease and cancer to murders to accidents, ways people die, morbid stuff. But Memorial Day, we're honoring, our troops and troops that have fallen, but we're in a spiritual war is the thing. So what is killing Americans? Amen? And identifying that. But one of the sobering things is that if you look at mortality rates, go to any website that's credible and deals with mortality rates, there is one glaring deficiency. Abortion is not counted. Abortion is not counted on the mortality rates. It's Nazi. It's terrible. It's awful. It's injustice, and it needs to change. I believe that they should include aborted babies on the mortality rates. Because why? It's awareness, right? Why do they count heart disease and all these other things, and accidents and cancer? Why? Because it's awareness, okay? Such and such millions of people died this year of this. Okay, well, we need to raise awareness about this. So without mentioning that type of thing, that's a glaring deficiency in our nation. Amen? And in spite of these things, God's people are praying, God's people are voting, God's people are choosing to live for Him, and He's still blessing our nation. Amen. And praise the Lord for, even as recent as our presidential election, for the changes that are happening in our country as a result of God's people praying and voting and getting involved. And we just need to continue to be vigilant. Amen. But as I was listening to David Barton speak, he's a great, if you go to wallbuilders.com, I think it is, great man of faith, historian, wonderful things. But he mentioned over the election period that pastors really should seek God about preaching on topics dealing with things that our nation is dealing with. Amen. That's why we're doing this today. Praise God. Part one of this series, just titled it, What About National Security? That's a big topic right now with, you know, everything that happened as recent as this week in England, right? Terrible, awful stuff that ISIS and terrorists and Muslim extremists continue to do, right? And people are very concerned, worried, scared in our country, right? Sending their kids to school, whatever. So what we need to do, though, as believers, is look at what the Word of God has to say about national security. Amen. This is why the Lord would correct us in saying, my faith is not in America. My faith is not. Now, how many know we have the greatest military on the planet? But my faith is not in our military. My faith is not in the Marines. My faith is not in the Air Force or the Navy or the Special Forces. My faith is not in Donald Trump. Amen. I'm thankful for those men and women. Praise God. But my faith and our faith is not in them or not based on them. Praise the Lord. And this, what this does as we meditate in these things, it gives us great confidence going forward. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word blessed, when it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed means, very simply in the concordance, how happy, happiness. Those, you know, the fairy tale ending. And they lived happily ever after, amen? Well, that doesn't have to be a fairy tale if God is your Lord, amen? The nation whose God is the Lord will live happily ever after. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So isn't that what the world is after? Happiness, peace. Amen. There's only one way to peace. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. So what about national security? Look at Psalm 33. Psalm 33, and I'm going to read verses 8 through 22 or so, right in there. We're so blessed to live in this nation. Amen. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. This may be a shocker, but God is not an American. Amen. What? Amen, right? He's talking to all the earth. Amen. He loves America. Amen. Israel's His chosen people. You know the cool thing, I believe, is special to God's heart, and I've heard Brother Copeland share this too. He chose Israel, but America chose Him. Amen. We got a special place in the heart of God right there. Amen. For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, verse 9, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. What about Iran? Right? What about North Korea? What about the Muslim extremists? Well, look at this verse. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. Amen. Who is our security? God is our security. Amen. He's pretty good at it too, isn't he? Amen. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. Praise His name forevermore, right? The counsel of the Lord stands forever. So just with that thought in mind, it's probably important to get His thoughts on things. Amen? It's probably important for people in office or out of office, people that are on school boards, people that are in leadership of any kind. Amen? So often it's easy for us to look at, well, it's Washington's fault, or it's this person's fault, or it's that. Well, no, it's everybody's fault. We all need to own it. Are we American citizens? Then we accept where we're at as a nation. And I got news for it. I've heard Brother Copeland say this too. God will hold the church responsible for the condition of their nation. And I that sounds right to me. Amen. Why? Because church folk pray or don't pray. They vote or don't vote. They vote right or they vote wrong. Should we say they vote left or right? Amen. No, we are believers in Jesus. We need to know what God says and do it. And not just talk it, not just, you know, believe it. I heard Keith Moore preaching this week about the difference between demon faith and God faith. What does that mean? Well, demons believe in God, but they sure ain't interested in serving him. So just to say, well, yeah, I'm a believer, that's cool, but what kind of believer, right? Are we believers that are taking action? Are we believers that are serving God? Are we believers that read the Bible and live the Bible and, you know, amen. So this is the kind of faith that gets things done, amen. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. And even in our own nation, you know, thinking about the way we could have gone just in the past election, thank Jesus. Amen? Just thank the Lord. And all the buildup of that, and all the, with the media and everything, just the whole front coming against, you know, biblical values, and how that all just came to nothing. Somebody should say, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. So to call the Bible old-fashioned doesn't apply to 2017. Are there things in this Bible that have not happened yet? Yes. So therefore, it applies to today too. Amen. God's word doesn't just stand for Bible days. It stands for every day. Today is a Bible day. Amen? The counsel of the Lord stands forever, so we ought to be seeking his counsel. Seeking his counsel. Amen. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven and sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved. Here we go, verse 16. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. See, our faith, we're grateful, and we honor our military and our force on this planet. But if our faith is in that, look out. Amen? No, our faith is in God. I love one of the greatest fathers of our nation, Abraham Lincoln, when somebody asked him, is God on our side? And he said, I'll paraphrase, he said, well, the question, that's not the right question. He said, the question is, are we on his side? Hallelujah. For a man, for women and men in leadership that get that. Amen. Right? We can't just go and say, well, we're America, we're going to do what we want. No, we need to know what God is saying to do and do that. Hallelujah. The king, no king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. We might say an F-15 is a vain hope, a good tank, right? Whatever the latest military invention is, right? A horse is a vain hope for safety. Well, how come we're safe here? Well, because we got more jets and more tanks and... No. That's vain hope right there. We got more ships and more tanks and more, you know, more training and no. Neither shall it deliver by any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. That word fear also can mean respect him, right? Honor him. This is why it's so important that we vote correctly, that we vote in respect of God, not in respect of a union, right? Not in respect of what's on television, not in respect of how we think or how grandpa voted, right? We vote in respect of the Lord. It's not the same as it was 40 years ago. We went over, the differences between the Democratic Party's platform and the Republican Party platform. It's pretty obvious the Republican platform lines up more with the Word of God when you're talking about things like biblical marriage, when you're talking about the right of somebody to be born, amen, when you're talking about protecting Israel, amen. These are critically important things for the church to get. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's just what it is. Amen. The eye of the Lord is on those who fear him and on those who hope in his mercy to deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help. Somebody say, he is our help and our shield. See, it's important that we get this. It's important that we get this. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us just as we hope in you. We hope in you. Hallelujah. Now that scripture there, verse 20, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. It's important that we know that, right? The word help means in the concordance to surround, to aid, to protect. To surround, to aid, and to protect. The word shield, it means a protector. And this is concordance. It says the scaly hide of the crocodile. Now, I've heard stories about people that hunt crocodiles, and I don't know how many times you have to shoot that thing to get through, but it's like it just keeps living. Amen? So that word shield is like you got the skin of a crocodile. Amen. Praise the Lord, right? It means armed. It means defense. It means ruler. So it's important that we know that God is these things to America. To America. If we pray, if we're serving God, amen, if we're honoring him, then he's covering this nation. What does that do for me tomorrow or Tuesday morning? It means I don't have to worry when I send my kids to school. It means I don't have to worry if I go to a public place where there are thousands of people around, right? You need to be led by the Spirit of God, right? Amen. But it means we have God's protection. Praise the Lord. Look at 2 Kings chapter 6. As I was studying now, this story came to mind. And there are many, many, many stories in the Bible full of stories of God's protection and security, being in God. But this is one that I just really enjoy. 2 Kings chapter 6, I'm going to read verses 8 through 17. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel. Is Syria still in the news today? Oh yeah, right? Does that mean Syria is my enemy? No, the devil's my enemy, right? And he consulted with his servant, saying, my camp will be in such and such as such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. Now, how did the man of God know that? Because God told him. This is why people in government ought to be in church. Because they might get some, you know that word, intelligence? They might get some supernatural intelligence just coming and being in church where they're preaching the word. Amen? Praise God. This is before, you know, smartphones and the man of God knew what the Syrians were going to do. And he told the king. Amen. Forget this separation of church and state thing. That's a joke, man. Right? That was invented to keep the government out of the church. Not the church out of the government. Amen, right? Then the king of Israel sent some, and thank God again for President Trump signing that deed on the day of National Day of Prayer to end the Johnson Amendment, which is that separation of church and state thing. We can't get up here and talk about the Republican Party lines up more with the Bible without having our consciences convicted about we're breaking the law. Well, no, that's gone. That's gone, amen? Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? He's thinking there's a conspiracy on the inside. Which one of you guys is telling him what's going on? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet who's in Israel tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. Somebody say national security. right there. Amen, right? So he said, go and see where he is that I may send and get him. Let's forget about the king. Let's go kill the prophet. Somebody say, bad idea. Bad idea. Because, you know, when you're coming against the prophet, you're coming against God. When you're coming against a nation whose God is the Lord, you're coming against God. That's what the enemy doesn't seem to get. Amen? That's why Israel, and next week we're going to talk about the importance of honoring Israel. And we're going to share a video clip of a very significant man from Israel sharing some of these thoughts. It's wonderful. Amen? And it was told him, saying, surely he is in Dothan. So he had some intelligence too, apparently, right? But not the same kind. Huh? Really more stupidity, probably. Therefore, he sent horses and chariots and tanks and jets and ships and, amen, warriors, right? And a great army, all to take down the prophet, right? Bad idea. And they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God rose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? And he answered, this is beautiful. Do not fear. Somebody say, do not fear. Do not be afraid to send your kids to school. Amen. Do not be afraid of some crazy attack in this country. Do not be afraid of awful things happening to you. If God is your Lord, he is your protector. He is your security. Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Then Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. All around Elisha. More with us than against us. More with us than against us. There is an army of heaven that makes any army on this planet look puny. Right? Amen. And the forces of heaven, as we're serving God and fearing God and respecting God, the forces of heaven are on our side. Well, we're on their side. Let's say it right. Amen. Like with Israel, it's not like Israel needs us. We actually kind of need Israel. God's chosen nation. Amen. It's good to be on Israel's side. Praise the Lord. Good to be on God's side. Amen. A lot of advantages to being on God's side. Praise the Lord. So don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Look at Zechariah 10. Zechariah is toward the end of the Old Testament. Zechariah chapter 10. Thank you, Jesus, for being our security. I'm actually supposed to read this out of the NIV. I just saw my note there, so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to start in verse 8, it looks like. Nope, verse 6. I will strengthen Judah. This is God speaking, right? I will strengthen Judah and save the tribes of Joseph. And you know, as Americans, as believers, we can say we've been grafted in. So we can fill in right there. He'll say, I will strengthen America. Right? Why? Because we're joined with Israel. We're believers that Israel has every right to be a nation, that Israel should be honored as God's chosen land and people. What's that make me? That makes me anywhere in the Bible it says something good about Israel, I can put my nation there. And Iran could do it if they turned around. Amen, right? So, I will strengthen America. I will save the tribes of the U.S., right? I will restore them because I have compassion on them. They will be as though I had not rejected them. Does that sound like anything that's happened around here in the past few months? Yes. Yes. Amen. For I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. The Ephraimites will be like warriors, and their hearts will be glad as with wine. Their children will see it and be joyful. Their hearts will rejoice in the Lord. I will signal for them and gather them in. Surely I will redeem them. They will be as numerous as before. Though I scatter them among the peoples, yet in distant lands they will remember me. Amen. When I read that part, you know, though I scatter them among the peoples, yet in distant lands they will remember me. I'm thinking about, you know, spiritual, being away from God, the distance between many American believers spiritually from the Lord, right? Though they are away from me, I'm calling them back. Though the church has been making the wrong choices and not voting the right way and their priorities have been messed up, I am calling them back. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And they're coming back. Amen. They and their children will survive and they will return. I will bring them back from Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to Gilead and Lebanon, and there will be no room, there will not be room enough for them. Praise the Lord. They will pass through the sea of trouble, and the surging sea will be subdued. We see that right now, right? There's a lot of persecution all over America right now toward righteous people. Whenever they criticize somebody in office that represents me, they're persecuting me too, right? Somebody I voted in, if they're coming against him or her, they're coming against me, right? So we're passing through a sea of trouble right now, right? The surging sea will be subdued, God says, right? And all the depths of the Nile will dry up. Assyria's pride will be brought down and Egypt's scepter will pass away. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and in his name they will live securely. Hallelujah. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and in his name they will live securely. See, these are great things to be praying over our nation. When we're having faith for our nation, these are great things to be praying over our nation. America, you will have faith in the Lord in his name, and you will live securely. Dictionary.com defines securely as free from or not exposed to danger or harm. That sounds like the place I want to be, right? Safe. Dependable. There's another word for securely, right? God wants to be able to depend on our nation to get some things done on this planet. Has he done it before? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My grandfather said, my dad told me, my grandfather said, had it not been for the United States of America, we'd all be speaking Japanese or German. Now, that's nothing against Japanese and German people. Amen. But it's the truth, right? Well, was it just the mighty force of America that did that? No. It was God using our nation. Has he used us before? Will he use us again? Amen. So he's looking. We know we can depend on him, and then he can depend on us. God calls us to do something. I've heard some reports about, like, my kids came home, and, you know, the public school system has a certain way of a certain track that they're thinking with in terms of politics. And so my kids have come home with this, Donald Trump's bombing Syria. Honey, he's bombing ISIS. And guess what? I'm bombing ISIS because I voted for him. And guess what? That's a good thing. So we have to watch for this wave of troubled, you know, unbelieving perspective that comes from the media, that comes from the left wing, right? Amen. Good things are happening. It's good to kill terrorists. It's good that they get saved, but it's good to kill terrorists. People that want to go out and kill people and just for their, you know, religious beliefs and so forth, extreme Muslim and so forth, all that whole track. It's good that they're like I heard Mr. Trump say this week. He made it, because he knows they're listening. He made a speech. I just heard the last part of his speech. And he said, I'll paraphrase, he said, you know, if you want to become a terrorist, it's not a good idea. Your life will be meaningless, your life will be short, and your soul will be condemned. God bless America. I love that. That's my vote in action. Thank you, Jesus, for a statement like that and a man in office who will back it up. That's called dependability. That's called living securely. Note this, Mr. ISIS guy. We know where you are. We have the intelligence. Your life is going to be short and meaningless. And there was an appeal there to them, though. Not just an angry, judging, we're going to kill you. It was, hey, you can choose not to be that. And I would, you could hear it in his voice. It's a good time to make that choice. Praise God for these types of leaders. Amen. And for our nation, getting back to being that. Hallelujah. Firm, not liable to fail, securely, right? As a support. See, God is this to us, and so we can be used by him to be these things to the world as needed, as called upon. Amen? In safe custody or keeping, we're in God's custody and God's keeping as a nation. Free from care, without anxiety. See, when a nation gets involved in doing terrible things on the planet, it brings a curse on the people of that nation. I don't know what the statistics are and how many people are on antidepressants and crazy drugs to just try to live their life. That is a spiritual cause and effect right there. Amen? Anxiety attacks. And all these things that come from fear and spiritual things that happen in this nation, cause and effect. School shootings are a result of sowing and reaping. And not God killing babies, but it releases the spirit of murder on a nation. This is why it's important for Christians to realize if they voted for somebody that's pro-abortion, the blood is on their hands and they need to repent. And stop doing that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Firmly established. Amen? God will firmly establish a nation whose God is the Lord. Sure, certain, and assured. These are good things. Praise the Lord. Psalm 94, 19 says this, "In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul." We need to be speaking and praying the word over our nation. Because how many know there are still, in 2017, a multitude of anxieties within our nation? That's a fact. That is a fact, right? But his comforts delight our soul. We are delighted in God. We're not focused on the anxieties and the fears. Amen. We're not judging people for how they live and so forth. But we are people of prayer, people of action, people of faith. Amen. And we're going to be speaking the word over our nation. Let's quickly wrap this up and go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Because I know somebody may be wanting to grill something today sometime. Who, me? No. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2. We'll close with this for today. Amen. "I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people." Somebody say all people. There's no prayer that's too big to pray. We pray every night before we go to bed, and usually it comes up, "Lord, help everybody in the world to know Jesus as their Lord." Hallelujah. Is that too big of a prayer to pray? No. No, it's not. That's the heart of God. God isn't angry at any nation of this world. He doesn't hate nations of this world. He hates sin. Right? But he loves the people. He wants them to be saved. Amen? "For kings and all those in authority." That means we need to be people that pray for our leaders. Amen? No matter what, where they stand. Amen? "That we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness." So this is key. Prayer is key. Somebody say prayer is key. Prayer is key. Praying for our nation, praying for our leaders is key to us living securely, peaceful, and godly lives in our nation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand to our feet right now, and we're just going to close in a word of prayer over our nation today. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just pray in the spirit. Oh, so God, we do that right now. We lift up, we pray over all men that they would be saved, all people of this world, that they'd be saved, God. And Lord, we thank you, God, for godly leaders, for people in office in this nation who are open to receiving your counsel. That's one of the things, Lord, I thank you so much for Mr. Trump about, is he is constantly checking in with pastors, spiritual leaders, to find out what the Word has to say about something. He's open to it, Lord. I thank you, God, for leaders who are open to your counsel. In Jesus' name, I pray for all of our leaders, God. We lift them up to you. From the president, vice president, on down throughout the nation, into Vancouver area and Portland and Clackamas and all over the Northwest. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for cleansing the church of her sins. For cleansing the church, Lord God, of being standoffish and just being lazy and not standing up and doing the right things. And we ask you, Lord, we receive your forgiveness and cleansing over your own house, God, over the church. And God, we thank you for touching and blessing our leaders of our nation, God. We apply the blood over them, over our military, that you'd keep them safe, oh God, in Jesus' name. And we give you all the praise and glory, Lord, for we declare that you are the God of America. We declare that you are our God, Lord, and we will serve you. And we thank you, God, that you are our security. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have a blessed day, everybody. You are dismissed. In Jesus' name.